Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. It is cold here in New York. Yesterday was like 80 degrees. Over here right now, 50. Windy. I went outside. I was planning on power washing today. I saw my producer. I wanted to power wash my entire house. I gave up. Not happening. Not today. A lot of professional wrestling to talk about. Obviously, the fallout of WrestleMania. Boy, you know, yes, the con when doing the show on a Sunday at 6 is that generally I don't get to talk about the pay-per-views that happen on Sundays. And I have a lot to talk about because overall, WrestleMania, a couple gems. With a lot of nothings. And I want to talk about that. The difference between watching a spectacle and the difference between watching a professional wrestling show. This is a spectacle. Also, SmackDown. You know, Raw was the highlight of WWE programming this week. Between Raw and SmackDown, Raw won this post-WrestleMania show. Very good Raw. Okay, fine, whatever, SmackDown. A little too long. We'll talk about that. Also, AEW Collision last night. And the finals for the Owen Hart Cup are almost set up for Double or Nothing, which is in Arizona this year, not Vegas. I think a lot of people, nobody wants to go back to Vegas after that long week. Too close, dude. Too close. I wouldn't want to go. And this is a show I would go to all the time, Double or Nothing. Not after, you know, people going to WrestleMania, they're not going to run out there. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. You're going to get my opinion on The Rock and this roast that people are losing their minds about and John Cena and everything else happening in the world of professional wrestling. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. I don't know where to begin. You know, it was an interesting week for professional wrestling. We had WrestleMania. The culmination of the year essentially happened last Sunday. MG, best match of night two?
The women's three-way.
There you go.
That was by far, for me all weekend, that was by far the best.
By far the best match. I really love that match.
I mean, I love the main event night one. That was great too.
Uncle Dave gave it 5 stars.
Yes. Well deserved. Those ladies killed it.
What did Dave give the main event?
Like 1.75.
Like abysmally low. Abysmally low. Well, I mean, let's talk about that, right? Because I know a lot of people, that's been a topic of discussion this week on what happened there. Creative happened. It really, you know, and this apology tour that, you know, the Damage Control Rock was doing last week on Pat McAfee was similar to the Black Adam stuff. Where he came out and essentially he's like, it's not my fault it wasn't good. I gave them a different idea. He was on Pat McAfee's show. The Rock, Dwayne, said he felt his work was done after the events at Elimination Chamber where Cena turned on Rhodes. Seemingly at the behest of The Rock. It did not feel like that. He also said that the reason Ari Emanuel called him to tell him that the sales for Elimination Chamber were not good and they needed him. And I don't think that's true because we were tracking the sales on the show and it was moving quick. Even before The Rock was announced, those ticket sales had moved. So I don't know what last minute big boost they thought they got from The Rock, but I don't think that that's necessarily true. I don't know what happened here. Listen, you know, you set people up for expectations and you don't do anything to curb, you know, the expectation. I mean, he did say he wasn't going to go or he never said he wasn't going to go. You know who said it? Our very own Dave Meltzer. This man went there, reported it exactly what was said to him. He said, essentially, The Rock's not going to be there. There's no plans for him to be there. And The Rock came out and said, that's BS. Publicly, and people got on Dave. Everybody attacked Dave Oh, look, he's making up a story. And look what happened. He was not there. He never intended on being there. It seems like there was some sort of creative difference because he had originally suggested that Cody turns. And Cody was not going to do that. He did not want to be a heel. So they went with John Cena. But think of the impact the build and the finish would have had if The Rock was not involved. You did not need Travis Scott at all involved in this. You could have put him anywhere else. Have him walk out with Jey Uso for the world title. You want him in a world title positioning? I think Jey Uso works well. A little bit better than Cody and John Cena. Maybe a guy that's a little bit more hipper to pop culture to align with. You know, I always saw it as, listen, you have Cena go in there as a babyface. He's going for 17. That's already on the line. That's already a big deal. You have that built-in story where Cody is like the next generation of like the John Cenas of WWE. That's a good guy, and you could keep going into that. I never, you know, bent the knee to my bad temptations and all the bad actors within WWE that were trying to recruit me. I never sided with Paul Heyman. I never sided with this one. I never sided with Vince McMahon. I was there for the people. And now you're going into WrestleMania, and what happens in the end, MG? John Cena low blows him, gives the crowd the finger, goes to the announce booth, throws Michael Cole to the side, wreaks havoc. And your end moment is, oh my gosh, they finally did it. And then on Monday, he comes out and he explains exactly what he explained. You people suck. You booed me all these years. You booed me in this match. I'm here. I'm at the end. I'm doing this for you, not me. I'm a millionaire. I have a major acting career. You think I want to be? I'm doing this for you, and you don't even like me.
Creatively, that's a much more satisfying ending.
Why am I able to do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why am I able to do that?
Because it was right there. It was right there.
It was right there.
They get in their way sometimes, and it was clear they got in their way with The Rock being involved. And you have Triple H's team, and they say they work together, and then you have The Rock and Brian Gewirtz who are inputting ideas. And somewhere they just got too convoluted and too cute, and that leads to I wouldn't say miscommunication. Is that that's probably not fair?
I don't think it was miscommunication. I think it was a compromise. Mm-hmm. I think this was a compromise to get you where, you know, they brought Dwayne in. He did his thing. People said, oh, my gosh, who's the third man, right? He did that thing, that weird thing with his face. He did that whole thing, held the fingers up, 2, 3, 1, whatever he did. And now you're thinking, oh, wow, he's here. He hasn't been on the build, but he'll definitely be at WrestleMania. How could he not be at WrestleMania?
So they also could have went the way of having one segment on Raw where maybe Rock cuts a promo saying, hey, I've set this in motion. You go do what you're going to do, and you don't need me there. And he cuts a promo maybe on social media, and they play it on Raw. Now we have expectations set. Hey, he just said he's not going to be there, you know, but he set things in motion.
Yeah.
So we should expect something else. That would have been the other way to do this, but just leaving it open-ended like that left so much speculation. And when Travis Scott came out, I like everyone else and you, we both said it. He is, okay, this isn't it. The Rock is coming. Okay, where's Rock's music? Is it playing? And when it didn't happen, it was such a defeated letdown.
It was a defeating letdown. Not to mention you know, these people also, you have to remember, a lot of these people have been there for 2 days. Most of those people have been there for 2 days watching WrestleMania. They've been there for more than 2 days watching other wrestling. This is the culmination of the whole weekend. They wanted that big moment. And, you know, they got something else. They
especially
got something
since the main
totally
event last
else.
Year was so overbooked in a good way, had so much going on that this one didn't, and it felt like it needed it. Right,
I definitely needed it. Listen, you know, if The Rock was showing up, I could tell you exactly what would have happened. Steve Austin would have come out with that ATV, would not have run over anybody. You would have had a back and forth, Austin and The Rock going back and forth with those punches. A false, you know, he'll go for a rock bottom, Austin elbows him, gets out of it, gives him the kick for the stunner, he reverses it, and something happens. Oh my gosh, that crowd would have lost their minds. Just creative differences. Did not happen. I hope this is a good lesson for them, because here's the issue. You can't have this happen too often. The crowd is very forgiving because the product is so hot. There's confidence in the product. Garrett and Dave were talking about this, and Garrett hit the nail on the head. You're more forgiving when you have confidence in the product, because they are on a roll right now. This company has been on a roll. So these bloops that they have in creative, you know, you're more forgiving of it. You know, even that triple threat, you know, I would say that's been convoluted too. I know where they got there. I mean, that's a little bit better and they got there, but really there was no ending to that feud. It just continued. It's a Heyman special. You don't end it, you extend it.
Well, they so extended now we're in a whole, right?
They extended, and I'm curious to see where that goes. But, you know, I know there was so much disappointment over that main event, and rightfully so. I totally agree with Dave. I don't fall into hysterics when it comes to wrestling. You know, I kind of want things to play out, but this was a moment it should have played out, and that was what I kept saying. I'm like, oh, I'm going to let it play out, because obviously The Rock's going to be there. Dave can't be correct on this. Look, The Rock called BS on it. And guess what? Dave Meltzer was correct, as usual. When we come back, I'm going to go into Raw, SmackDown, and AEW. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. That was my little rant about the main event and The Rock and John Cena and Cody. Talking about John Cena, you know, I have to tell you, Monday Night Raw, he opened that show up, and I thought that was... He's getting very comfortable playing this heel role, and you kind of... For many people, if you did not see the beginning of the John Cena run when he was a heel, it's what got him over. It's what made him into who he was, and I like this version of him. It's coming very comfortable. It's not forced. I thought they did a great job here. Story where John Cena came out. He was gloating about winning the title. He was talking bad about the fans. And Randy Orton came out and RKO'd him. And laid him out. And you know what? That is the right program to go into. Right after WrestleMania. You do another Randy Orton and John Cena program. And, you know, years ago, I had spoken about this. Because I was told by somebody there that they really were looking to do this with them. Where they would go back and forth on who would get the most title reigns. And this is the time that Triple H had the world title. So what year is that? 2016? When he had that title last? I would say it was 2016. There were conversations happening where, okay, where's Hunter in this? Where's Randy? And where's John? And let's see how close we could get them all to 16 to tie the record. And they wanted to do this back and forth where the title would go back and forth. I would love nothing more for John Cena and Randy Orton to play hot potato, and Randy gets the title a couple times here. Trying to come creep up to John's number. You could run that. I did very much like this. We also saw a turn. Becky Lynch turned on Lyra. And they lost their tag titles that they won. So obviously this was a filler, right? Or I can't see this was always the intention, because why do it this way? Why take Bayley out of this and put Becky in?
So do we know that Bayley's not injured in any way? Because the rumor I heard was that this was all a storyline injury.
That was the rumor. Like I haven't heard that she's hurt. But, you know, you could have... I found this interesting. But her heel turn was definitely foreshadowing in some capacity for what happens next year, because the main event, I'm not going to go into the whole show, but I want to talk about the important stuff. But the main moment was Seth Rollins comes out with Paul Heyman. CM Punk would come out. He would attack Seth. He would go to attack Heyman. Then Seth would get the upper hand on Punk. Roman would come out, get the best of Seth. And then he gets speared by Braun Breaker. Heyman has a new faction. Braun Breaker, Seth Rollins, himself, and whoever else they add to this.
They're adding at least one more, right? They have to. It feels
I would
like.
Imagine. I would imagine somebody else. But, I mean, who could be that guy? Who were they going to go with? I mean, Becky joins, you know who? Maybe Austin Theory. Wasn't he handpicked from Evolve? By Heyman?
By Heyman, yeah. I don't know, maybe. I mean, we'll have to see where it goes. There's so many people. There's probably someone down in NXT we're not thinking of that they would fit role too.
I'm sure. But that was the moment there. So it led you to SmackDown, where John would open the show again, but only to be interrupted with Randy almost immediately. They had a long back and forth. A challenge was made at Backlash in St. Louis, Randy's hometown. Okay. Does The Rock show up in St. Louis?
At this point, just no. Please, let it rest.
You don't want him to show up in St. Louis? I mean...
Show up, change the narrative around again, and then disappear for 6 months.
Hey, what did you think of the main event of this show? The TLC match.
Oh, on SmackDown. I thought it was... So I didn't get a chance to watch all of it. I came in and out on it, but this one, Street Profits, Montez Ford is amazing.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Every time I see him, they pull stuff out. The ending was quite good. I was surprised they did a TLC match on television.
Well, I feel like this got bumped.
Bumped off the pay-per-view?
Yeah. And I wish this was on the pay-per-view.
This should have been on Mania. Yeah, this should have been on Mania.
I mean, a TLC match, they went 22 minutes. This was the main event. I mean, they gave it time.
They did that wild spot where, was it Montez Ford speared Tommaso Ciampa off the, he was hanging from the titles. That was a wild spot.
Yeah, I thought
very
it was fine.
Similar,
there wasn't,
very
there
similar
wasn't a
to
lot
the...
of, but the crowd seemed a little off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they went 3 hours. It's a long show. So I don't know. You know, very interesting.
I'm actually kind of done with 3 hour SmackDowns.
It's almost over, right? Isn't it almost over?
Yeah. I think we got another month or two of it.
Yeah, that 3 hours. I think we're learning that 3 hours is not a good thing for wrestling.
All
the
time.
You
can do
it all the time.
You could do it once a month.
You could do it once a month. You could do two. I mean, they don't have that flexibility because they're on network television. You know, they're on cable, so they got to follow, you know, the time slots. But I would say that, you know, the sweet spot is what Raw's been doing is like 215, 220,
yep,
235 if you need to. But you know, that 3 hours for 3 hours of talking and just like two matches doesn't work. Give me 3 hours of pro wrestling. Give me a pay-per-view level thing. And yeah, I'll be into it because it's constant action. I don't want to see bumpers and vignettes over and over and over again. Jacob
also,
Fatu, by the way. Jacob.
Before, I want to back you up a little bit. What did you think of what happened with Pat McAfee and Gunther?
I thought that was good business. I think it's to get Pat. Was it to get Pat off the show or was it to get Gunther off the show? Because I think Gunther's taking some time off.
Yeah, he's been in the storyline indefinite suspension they posted yesterday. So I think you're right. I think it's to give him time off. Because McAfee was back on his show the next day and explained it and was like, yeah, I'm sore or whatever. But I thought it was very good. Do you know what it reminded me of? And yeah. I think it was meant to be the same thing. Do you remember after Seth Rollins cashed in his Money in the Bank and beat Lesnar and Reigns at Mania in San Francisco that year?
Yeah.
The night after, they did the storyline thing where Brock, again, beat up Michael Cole.
Yeah.
The only thing left
and then
Michael
he was
Cole
gone.
Was his shoe. And then he suspended him. At almost identical angle in many ways.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, he wanted some time off. And that was it. You know, now he's off. I thought it was good. I liked it. My big thing is Jacob Fatu right now. I'm so hot on him. He's fantastic. He's really amazing.
He's doing some good stuff. He was good again. And I'm glad. And now he's kind of on his own. He's not really part of any bloodline storyline. So that's really good.
Yeah, that thing fizzled away, huh?
They've totally moved away from it.
But is it because now, Solo just didn't have that role in him? They tried.
It was flat. It was flat. Much like the main event of Mania, it was flat.
It was flat. Totally. Totally. Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre also defeated LA Knight. This was when Jacob Fatu came out and wiped out both Knight and Priest with a big splash. So that's continuing. That's going to go into something here. All good stuff. I mean, very cool stuff. I want to touch Dynamite a little bit. We'll go into Collision also, the Owen Cup, the Owen Hart
one thing
Foundation.
One thing I think we should.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
No,
I'm interrupting you again.
No, go ahead.
One thing we should mention is part of SmackDown. Bianca Belair announced she broke two fingers in that Mania match, so she's going to be out probably for a month or so.
Yeah, not fun. I mean, those they hit so hard. Those women in that match, those three were incredible. I really liked it. The ending was a little
Stone
lackluster,
Cold?
But it worked. No, what does Steve say?
He went up to EO. They did a video package. They put a video together, behind the scenes stuff, And in the middle of it, Stone Cold walks up to Io and did his little spiel and goes, "I thought your match was great." And she's like all, you know, kind and like, "Oh, thank you, thank you." It was endearing. He's like, "That was a hard hit." I think he pretty much said that was the hardest hitting match of the weekend. He might be right.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Let's see. Let's go into... Oh, I actually had something else I wanted to add here. Have you seen the AAA stuff, right? We were talking yes. about this, and I went last week on the show, and we were wondering why that NXT, that Worlds Collide show was on at 3 p.m. Eastern. We're like, wow, it's on at 3 p.m. It's because there's a pay-per-view right after. That's why. So down it's one street. Of those, yep. yeah, down the street. And I think they start at 6, that show.
Interesting.
I think that's a 6 p.m. start because of UFC. So it's one of those triple TKO headers. You got NXT, you got WWE, and you got a UFC show that day. I don't mind that. I don't know if the audience is annoyed or if you're going to try to make both shows, but I don't mind when they do that. I don't think it's too much. It becomes like a day of doing things. I'm fine with it. When we come back, going right into AEW Dynamite, we'll talk about Collision, we'll talk about Double or Nothing, and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
I dripped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor, follow me on X at Andrew Zarian. That's where I put out all my thoughts. I want to touch on Dynamite here. Right before the show started, I put a tweet out essentially saying, hey, they got a new theme song. That's what I was told by somebody. They have a new theme song. It's a Sum 41 song. I'm not a big Sum 41 fan. Didn't listen to them too much. I don't remember what the name of the song is. It's time for war. It's war time. The war zone. Monday Night War. No, I don't know. It's something. Something war. But they didn't use it. You know what? Instead, what we got? Master P. Make him say, He opened the show. He made his entrance. The Master P lore in the world of professional wrestling. He's an owner of House of Glory. People don't know that. He also was in WCW. Remember the No Limit Soldiers? Do you remember who they feuded with? Kurt Hennig. Hennig and Barry Windham? Rap is crap.
The rap is, yep, that it was.
What were they called? The Texas. I forgot what they were called.
You're on the right track. But I'm on I the just right. Can't remember.
I'm on the right track. I can't remember. Those were I blocked out those days. There's a giant hole of memory in my head of WCW in 2000.
Because Rey Mysterio was unmasked, and we've wiped all that away. We've taken that period away because he didn't.
Can I tell you, when I saw him unmasked, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, who is this child? I expected a grown man. We got the sweetest boy with the sweetest face instead. Damn that Kevin Nash. Master P came out, introduced the Trios champions. The Death Riders came out. Marina comes out. The Death Riders, it's a distraction. They come out. You attack the ops. They all attack the ops. Master P was left alone. They did a whole thing here. This led to Swerve coming out. Joe recovers. Kenny's music hits. So a big, big crazy opener. In the beginning, that was really the big story here. And then FTR, which I find this interesting, they returned from suspension with Stokely Hathaway now representing them. I don't think they needed a mouthpiece here, but I like Stokely.
They don't, but it's a different
I like
dynamic.
Stokely, so yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's a different dynamic. Let's see what happens here. I always felt that when Tully started like working with them, that was a good time for them. I thought that was interesting to link him up with Tully. But what they did do, the Rock and Roll Express came out, and they outright murdered Gibson and Morton. They hit Morton with a spike pile driver. Why is the Rock and Roll Express constantly getting murdered on this TV show? I mean, they were kidnapped a couple of weeks ago by the Death Riders.
A couple months ago. Every time they do the loop in the southern states, it seems like they show up, and it's like, oh no, they're going to beat them again.
Yeah.
They're propped at this point.
Yeah. MJF also tried to bribe the Hurt Syndicate with a Lamborghini. This was funny, where he offered him a Lamborghini. Okay. That was something. I don't know where this is going. I feel like it's going to be another swerve by MJF, and it's going to lead to Bobby Lashley and MJF at All In. Is that the match? That is a weird creator wrestler type of match, right? Like that is something that nobody thought that they would see. Bobby Lashley and MJF in an AEW match. I'll take it though. I'll take it. That was it, and he also had to catch in
Josh
Alexander.
Maybe if he beats him, if he can beat Lashley, he gets in the Hurt Syndicate. Is that
maybe some sort of speculation? Yeah. So last night comes in. This starts off. Swerve Strickland comes out to the ring for a Collision Playoff Palooza. Tony Khan and all of his 1990s references. A playoff.
The start is late. It started almost 9 o'clock.
It did, yeah. It started late. Yeah, because the NBA playoffs are happening. My Knicks are in the playoffs. My New York Mets are hot. Your Detroit Tigers are hot.
And our teams are playing today. So.
And our teams are playing today. Are they in Detroit or New York today?
They're in Detroit.
Let's see what happens. Swerve comes out. He cuts a promo. He's cut up by the Young Bucks, who moved his matchup, so he had to wrestle in Strigo. So the Young Bucks are still acting like EVPs. They still have control here. Swerve Strickland defeated Blake Christian with Lee Moriarty. Moriarty attacked Swerve after the match. Young Bucks would attack Swerve as well. Kenny Omega would come in to make the save. He would hit a Snapdragon on Nick. Matt pulls him out of the ring before a V-trigger. So is this the match? Are we getting a tag at Double or Nothing?
Maybe. Or are we getting? Is this setting up Anarchy in Arena?
I think this is setting up
Double or Nothing.
Is it Anarchy in Arena or is it?
Yeah,
it is. Okay.
They've been doing Anarchy in Arena. They did on the pay per view, and they've done it like 3 years in a row now. And then a couple weeks later, they do Blood and Guts, which seems like overkill, but somehow they've made them work, and I've been entertained.
All right,
by them,
so I did. I actually enjoyed the last one, the Anarchy in the Arena. The last one was good. I like the last one.
So that's where it's going. Hey,
so who's it going to be? It's going to be Kenny. It's going to be Swerve.
Kenny, Swerve.
The Ops.
And the Ops.
Against the Young Bucks and the Death Riders?
And a version of the Death Riders.
And a version of the Death Riders,
probably,
yeah.
Probably Mox. It's going to be Mox, Yuta, and Claudio, I would imagine.
So no world title match on this pay-per-view, if we do that.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. No, we're not getting that match at this show. We're getting Joe.
Samoa Joe and
yeah,
Samoa
it's not
Joe
on the pay-per-view.
It's not on the pay-per-view.
It's that four-hour special they're running.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony Storm defeated Queen Aminata. Hologram defeated Max Caster. This Max Caster thing, is it over? Like, is it getting over? Because I feel like it is.
Well, people were chanting with him.
That chant, the first time I've that heard chant that. Is terrible. No, they did that before too. They did that before too. So
it's unrepentant stupidity comedy is all it is.
But I feel like it's getting over. Hologram defeated Max Caster. This was the open challenge. Who was the first wrestler? Who was wrestling his first match since getting beaten by Anthony Bowens? Caster tried to attack, but Hologram hit a Spanish fly and a tope suicida headbutt and a portal bomb for the 3 count. These guys have to get back together. I think this breakup was a big mistake. Big mistake for both of those guys. I think Anthony Bowen is fantastic. I think Max Caster is great.
Anthony Bowen's just going to need to be on TV more.
And I know.
They want to get this character to go. They
got to put them back together. Sometimes it's not the right call. And for whatever reason, they want to split them, but they actually had a decent act and they could have gotten hot again. If you position them in the right way, they could have gotten hot again. Mm-hmm. The Crew defeated Top Flight. Anna Jay defeated Taylor Gainey. Penelope Ford and Megan Bain would make the attack on Anna Jay after the match. Bandido defeated Jarlistico to retain the ROH world title. I have no idea what's happening with Ring of Honor. I get asked this question every single week, regularly. What do you know about Ring of Honor? You know what are the two questions I get asked every single week, regularly? And there's no, like, there has not been a break for about 2 years of this. I think you know what it is.
I know.
What's happening with Ring of Honor TV? And what's the TV rights situation in India for AEW? Those are the two questions I get asked relentlessly every single week. And my answer is, I really don't know. And I wish I did. I wish I had an answer to stop the question.
Yeah. Just a definitive one. And even if you answered it, you'd probably still get asked.
I will say the last time I spoke to anybody was in December about Ring of Honor, and they had no clue about it. There was nothing, and nobody brings up Ring of Honor. Those three letters, it never comes up in any conversations.
On the TV side, you mean?
On the TV side, yeah, when I have conversations with people on TV.
So real quick, I want to double back because you didn't, you kind of skipped over it. But the Toni Storm match with Queen Amidala.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the Amidala did that move that Stephanie Vaquer did.
Amidala, not Amidala. That's a different wrestler. Amidala is a different wrestler. You know what? That's a great feud. Queen Amidala and Queen Amidala.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, what do you think of that? That so she did that move that Stephanie Vaquer does where she grabs her
the butt buster, whatever. What is it called?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. On NXT, all I know is Booker T's made it a gimmick, and people are starting to do his part in the crowd while she's doing the move. So I'm just curious, that man is
pouring blue chew in his cup while that show is happening.
Jesus.
Every time he loses his mind with that spot. I don't know. But I've seen other people do that spot. She's not the only one.
Charlotte did it.
But I mean that. Yeah. But you know that would. For years, yeah. For years, Charlotte did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a one-time thing? No, Charlotte did it a lot.
No, she did it. It was part of her moveset early on, and she did it a couple weeks ago, and people got all upset. She's stealing that from Stephanie Vaquer. No, she's not. Just so you know.
I don't know. I think it's fine. Why? People were losing their minds that Toni did that spot?
Well, the way they did it, I thought she was copying it a little bit.
I think Jacob Fatu needs to start doing that spot.
Oh, God.
I think Jacob Fatu needs to do it.
He'd kill somebody.
You know who else I want to see do that? Obafemi. I want Obafemi to do that spot. I want the most ridiculous people that should never do that spot, do that spot.
Of course.
I thought it was fine. I don't know. I got the most deranged message from somebody. I never do this, but I want to summarize this. Because I responded, and I never respond to these ridiculous messages that I get. This person goes, no one watches AEW. The numbers don't, pretty much tell me to cope. Enjoy your empty arena, boss. And I'm like, do you think I work for this company? I said, I have no invested interest in this company. And I wrote, I'm like, why would I sit here and argue with you over DMs for a company I don't even work for, over a TV show? Deranged. I thought it was a fun... Listen, I thought Collision is one of the easiest shows to watch. It's super easy to watch. I never have an issue with it. The show was fine. The main event was Paragon defeating FTR. It was a very good main event. I really like FTR as heels. Roosh AR Fox, we also got. That was a good match. We're starting to see, you know, people on here. And then also Dynamite next week. We've got the Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament Semifinals. Hangman Page versus Kyle Fletcher. AEW 8-man tag. You got Kenny Omega, Speedball Mike Bailey, Mark Briscoe, Kevin Knight versus the Young Bucks, Okada and Ricochet. Hurt Syndicate will appear. And also MJF will be live in action. Final segment of the show coming up. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Come, my
lady, come, my lady. Wrestling Observer Live, final segment of the show here. The Owen Hart Cup. The finals are almost set for Double or Nothing. It's going to be Will Ospreay versus Hangman Page or Kyle Fletcher. And Mercedes Moné versus Jamie Hayter. So this will lead most likely into Mercedes challenging for the world title at All In. That is a match I really want to see. Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné is a match I really, really want to see. And they've done a very good job at taking their time to get here. That told a story. Mercedes, you know, a lot of people were thinking, well, she'll go immediately to the world title picture. No, I think they did it the right way here. They built her, they built her, they built her. Nobody can beat her. She has all the titles. And now she'll go into facing Toni Storm. On the men's side, who should this be? Ospreay, we know, is in. Is Ospreay winning this and challenging Jon Moxley for the title? I believe so. I believe that's the story here. And that's the big moment for Will Ospreay. You have this monstrous heel being defeated by their babyface, their future champion. And he finally gets it. He becomes a world heavyweight champion at that big pay-per-view. They need stuff that's going to sell more tickets for this. And I think Mercedes Moné and Toni Storm and Will Ospreay against Jon Moxley, I mean, those are two really big world title matches for your top two matches. You'll eventually, then you do Kenny Omega and Okada. That's another tremendous match to add. That's an attraction match. You haven't seen that match in a very long time, and you probably won't again for a very long time at that level. That card is shaping up, and it needs to. It needs to be a big showing for them. We'll be back next week with more pro wrestling here. Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline. We'll see you all next time. Take care.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.